A record label known for producing hip-hop took a chance on a different kind of artist. The record label is Cash Money, and the news here is not so much the music as the kind of person who made it. You won't be lonely. That's a song called Down, the debut American single by a singer who goes by the name of Jay Sean. He's performing here with the rapper Lil Wayne. And the song is a hit, reaching the top of the pop charts, which means he made history because he is the first British South Asian to do that. He comes from Britain and his ancestors come from India. Sometimes you hear that Indian influence in Jay Sean's songs.
It's been about a month and 20 days, and we're going round and round playing city games. Now you're saying slow it down, not right now. Then you wink at me and walk away.
Before his music hit the United States, Jay Sean was a star in Britain, where Attle Ray was one of the first DJs to play his music.
Jay always, you know, he's always been an urban artist, really, with an R&B sound and a slightly hip-hop sound as well. And then there was elements of Asian music that came along with some of his tracks. But I think it was slightly different to what it is now. He's, in a way, he's mellowed out into a more of a pop feel.
The pop music he's released so far in the U.S. draws on African-American influences, which breaks another barrier.
My thing would be that if it inspires anybody of any ethnicity, of any color, of any diversity, to become an artist in what is predominantly a black music area, if it encourages people to go, well, actually, you can break that barrier, you can get through that door, and that's fantastic.
And Jay Sean now has another single climbing on the charts in the U.S. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
It'll be